It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. When a Brooklyn rabbi and his wife were taken hostage during the Mumbai terrorist attacks 2 weeks ago, rabbis with Chabad here in the U.S. went urgently looking for someone who could speak Urdu, English, Hebrew, and even Yiddish. The man they found is Pace University professor P.V. Vishwanath. He helped translate the demands of a terrorist in Mumbai to rabbis in Washington over a conference call. Vishwanath is from Mumbai. He had stayed at the Chabad house many times that was under siege and had met Rabbi Gabriel Holzberg and his wife Rivka. We spoke with him from his home in New Jersey. You are an Indian Orthodox Jew, and you have a relationship with that Chabad house in Mumbai. Can you tell us about that?
Every time I go to India, which is every year, I make it a point to visit Chabad house. So I met Rabbi Holzberg two or three times.
Now, I understand that you were actually in your office at Pace University when you got a phone call. How did you end up translating between the Orthodox officials in Washington and actually one of the gunmen?
As you mentioned, I was sitting in my office at Pace University, and I was preparing for classes for the next week. And I got a call from my nephew, Naftali Edelman, and he had been told that Chabad people were looking for somebody who could translate from Indian languages. To make a long story short, I was put on a conference call with Rabbi Shem Tov in Washington and person in Chabad house in Bombay.
How much could you actually hear on the phone?
Whatever I knew about what was happening was what I myself could see on the television. On the telephone line itself, all I could really hear was the person himself, and he identified himself in a later conversation as Imran. So that's the only person I could hear, and he himself was speaking in a very soft, low voice. So I couldn't hear anything else in the background. During one of the conversations, when we were trying to get him to allow us to speak to Rabbi Holzberg, all of a sudden there was another voice on the line, and it seemed to be the voice of a woman who was agitated. But I personally couldn't figure out anything more than that. I couldn't figure out what she was saying, whether she was speaking to us. The rest of the time, all that I could hear was Imran speaking to us.
What were the demands, and were they giving you updates on the safety of the hostages at that time?
The first thing that we asked them was how the people in Chabad house were, because, I mean, that was really our objective. And he consistently told us that, you know, everybody was fine, nobody had been hurt, that they hadn't touched anybody. And then we asked him what he wanted. In the beginning, he said that he wanted to talk to somebody from the Indian government. Later on, when he found out that one of his fellow participants in the thing had been captured, then he demanded that, you know, that person be brought to him.
And when did you realize that the negotiations weren't working?
I can't really characterize conversations as negotiations, really, because these are the two things that he wanted. And now, I mean, I doubt that he thought that we had the ability to actually free the other terrorists that had been captured. So essentially, if at all he was looking for something, is for a way of using us to get to somebody in the Indian government. At one point, we did find somebody on the ground in Bombay, but the connection wasn't very good. So the negotiations, such as they were, never really got underway.
And Professor, I mean, you weren't a trained, you know, hostage negotiator here. What goes through your mind weeks later with your role in this?
Well, my role was a relatively easier one, because all I was doing was translating, and I tried consciously not to interject any of my own thoughts or ideas into the conversation. I figured the best thing that I could do, you know, was to let whoever was conducting the conversation do that and not make it into a sort of three-party game. So I don't have the sorts of emotions that I might have had if I were a more active player. On the other hand, you know, just like everybody else who was involved in this, I wish that the outcome had been a happier one. At the same time, I must say that I'm thankful that I was given the opportunity to do whatever I could to help, even though it didn't end up being a happy outcome.
Okay, Professor P.V. Vishwanath from Pace University, thank you so much for appearing on WNYC this morning with us.
You're welcome.